Good morning, friends of the White Way. I trust you have been well and enjoying the great blessings of Namo Amida Butsu. As you are all aware, we are in the midst of the Obon season, which is a legacy of our Issei immigrant parents and grandparents, and also a wonderful gift to our Hawaiian community, which finds great meaning in remembering and honoring all who have gone before us. The idea of Obon goes all the way back to the Buddha's time. The Japanese word bon or obon comes from urabon, which is the transliteration of the Pali word ulambana, which means suffering. Literally, ulambana means to hang upside down and refers in the legend to the suffering endured by Moggallana's mother, who upon her death was believed to become a denizen of the hell of hungry ghosts, where she had to go hungry because her generosity when she was on earth was somewhat flawed. Although she had been kind and generous, she was also selective in her generosity, favoring her family members. Moggallana, seeing with his third eye the suffering of his mother, sought to relieve her of her fate and went to the Buddha for guidance. Shakyamuni Buddha described to Moggallana the various degrees of good deeds and indicated that dana, or selfless giving, to be the highest form of giving, and encouraged its practice. So Moggallana went forth into the community and gave of himself selflessly. He brought food for the monks, helped anyone who needed help. He spoke kindly and gently to people, all without any thought of being compensated or rewarded. Soon he saw that his mother had been released from her terrible fate and in great joy began to jump up and down in a dance. Villagers, seeing how happy he was, joined him in the dance, and that was the first bon dance ever, it is said. Then it was in the 7th century, about 100 years after Buddhism was introduced into Japan, that the idea of Obon took root in Japan. But it was not until the Edo period, which is the period between the 17th and the 19th centuries, that the 13th and to the 15th of July was set as the official days of Obon. But here in Hawaii, in order to accommodate all the temples to assure maximum attendance, the Obon season extends from the middle of June to the end of August. Basically, Obon is a time to remember our loved ones and who are no longer with us. So an elaborate custom developed of cleaning the cemeteries, especially the grave sites of family members, and decorating them with paper lanterns, the choching, to beckon the spirits of those buried there to return to earth. Religious services would be held, Yagura towers would be built, and the bon dance would be held. Some persons took this all very literally and believed that as they danced, for instance, the loved ones who had returned would be dancing alongside of them. But whatever the belief, it is a time of happy reunion. Obon is a happy time. Obon is an excellent occasion not only for reunion, but also for rejuvenation, renewal, and reflection. Recently, I came upon a small book entitled Naikan, written by Greg Kretsch. The subtitle is Gratitude, Grace, and the Japanese Art of Self-Reflection. What is Naikan? Naikan is a Japanese word meaning looking within, and it is a kind of way of living developed by a Jodo Shinshu man named Isshin Yoshimoto. The idea is a very simple one, but it is very difficult to practice, requiring honesty and self-criticism. Mr. Yoshimoto asked three questions, initially thinking of his mother. His first question was, "What have I received from mother? Then, what have I given to her? And then finally, what troubles and difficulties have I caused her?" Mr. Kretsch's book, Naikan, goes on to elaborate on the process that leads to a clearer understanding of the kind of person we are as human beings, finally liberating us from the egocentrism and ignorance that have been holding us prisoners. But the core questions are, what have I received from others? What have I given to others? And what problems have I caused others? There are other requirements designated by Mr. Kretsch, such as setting aside a specific time solely for the exercise, and also the use of a quiet place with a minimum of distractions for introspection. Mr. Yoshimoto begins with a look at his relationship with his mother, but of course he goes on to look at all of his relationships with all of his other associations, his father, his siblings, his friends, his teachers, his associates, everyone. This appears to be a full-time endeavor, a very serious one, and according to the advocates, it is worth all that effort. As suggested by the practice of Naikan, Obon this year seems like a good time to devote ourselves to a bit more serious look at ourselves, our inner selves. We seem to be looking outwardly most of the time. If things don't go right, for instance, it seems we usually go outward and blame others or other elements. Perhaps our relationship with others might improve even a little bit if we could be more honest in our assessment of the situation. I think it is a good idea to take another look at ourselves. It might improve not only how we feel about ourselves, but also improve our relationship with the world around us. I suggest we take a look at the practice of Naikan, or self-introspection. That's my message for this week. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu.